This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I am thoroughly enjoying our conversation with Susan Packard. And she, before the break, was talking about her membership. There's a group called the Committee of 200 and all the great work that they do and how these relationships that she's fostered have actually turned out to be positive business relationships as well as it pertains to her book, which is, you know, and you're making the point that, you know, we don't have to do it all ourselves. It's great, and it's also... I have to say, it's really gratifying when another woman reaches out to you for help and you're able to give it. It's just as great for the person who's able to give you the help as it is for you who receives it. So it really is a two-way street, and you're creating a positive flow no matter, you know, which side of it you're on.
Every interview you do, Tina, every interview is you're giving to a woman an opportunity to share whatever her wisdom is, you know, to your listeners. So you're doing it, you know, every day, and it's those you may not think about it that way, but that is exactly what your show does. And it's to me that there's really for you to have a platform like this and be able to share the messages of, you know, people like me and many, many more. I think that's just wonderful and good for you.
Well, thank you. And I, you know, I have to thank the wonderful women that I work with at Working Mother Media because they make all this possible and the wonderful people at Entertainment Radio Networks, because it really is a wonderful platform that we have. And you know, for women to be able to connect on this level and inspire one another, I think it's something that we need more of in the world. And you have written a book called New Rules of the Game, 10 Strategies for Women in the Workplace that, you know, I'd like to share with our readers. Because I want to talk about, you know, how this can benefit other women and why you decided to write it.
Well, why I wrote it is I left SNI, you know, HGTV Food, that group. I left them after 16 years, which was quite a long time. All of a sudden I blinked and it was 16 years. And I was ready for my next new thing. And so I hadn't been gone for more than, I don't know, 30 days. And a friend of mine who's written some business books, female friend, she said, you know, Susan, you've got a little time now. Why don't you consider writing a book about your career story? Because it's a pretty interesting story. And so I sat back and I thought, well, what are the factors that helped me to be successful? And then I went out and road tested it by interviewing a dozen CEOs, mostly women. And that became the book. And the whole The unifying idea of the book is something I call gamesmanship, which is a set of strategies and skills that can help you to advance and navigate your workplace successfully. And it really came from my growing up as a kid loving to play games and into adulthood loving to play, whether it was board games or card games, whatever the case may be, and thinking about what lessons we learn from playing games, whether they're team sports or the other kind of games that I just mentioned. So that then I translated into 10 strategies, 10 chapters, 10 strategies to help, like I said, to help the reader advance. And in the very beginning, I wrote this book, you know, obviously for women, it's in the title. And at the very end of writing it, I read it cover to cover and had one of those moments and smiled, and I thought, you know what? There are three or four chapters here that really are for women, but the rest of it is just common sense, you know, how to do well in your career for both men and women. And so that was an insight that I had at the very end, but we didn't change the name and we didn't change any of the marketing. So we just kept it the way it was, which was just fine.
Well, I think that it's so important for us to take a moment and read books like this, because there's always something, you don't know what you don't know. And there's always something that we learned from someone who's been there, done that, and can look back and assess. You know, they always say hindsight is 20/20. Well, when you're in the thick of it, you don't get the benefit of hindsight.
Right.
But when you're able to read a book that's written by someone who has been in the thick of it and now is able to sit back and reflect, I think there's just so much to be gained from that. And so I'm very excited that you put this out and that that our listeners are able to learn from you. Now, where can we find it?
You can find it everywhere. I mean, it's on Amazon. It's in the bookstores. It's on, pretty much every website that offers books. It's on, my publisher's website, which is Penguin Random House. So you can find it anywhere.
Now, if our listeners want to connect with you on social media, if they want to, tweet you, you know what? It's one of the greatest things is when you get to hear from listeners and really get their direct questions. So I want to make sure that they have your handles on social media.
Yeah.
So
where I am most often is Twitter, and then I guess I would say Facebook would be too. But anyway, Twitter is Packard Susan, capital P, capital S, so at Packard Susan.
Awesome. And I will tweet you.
Oh, good.
So wonderful. Anybody who follows me will know how to find Susan as well, if you didn't have a chance to write that down. And thank you so much for joining us today, Susan. It's really been such a pleasure to speak with you. And I look forward to connecting with you on social media and seeing more of what you're up to in the coming months.
Thank you. I've really had fun.
And I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio. We'll be right back with more right after this.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.